Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
Being a single parent is not easy.
No, it's not. But we have some great advice from Rob Jackson of Focus on the Family.
This was an excellent visit. Let's pick up the conversation right here. In the United States today, nearly 24 million children live in a single parent family. That's about one in every three kids. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So whether you are a single parent, maybe by divorce or separation or the death of a spouse, it's safe to assume that you never plan to raise your kids alone. So what can you do if you find yourself parenting solo? We were thinking about that very thing, and that's why we wanted to invite Rob Jackson to spend some time with us this morning. Rob is a licensed counselor from Focus on the Family. Hi, Rob. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
All right. So this is, boy, that stat that I ran across, that's staggering. I didn't realize it was that prevalent.
Yeah, it's really incredible and alarming. You know, you think about the stat and then realize each number is a soul, and it's just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm.
Parenting is a very difficult job, so to speak, if you've got a mom and a dad. But boy, when you've got single parenting, there's just so much to that. And I know that we have, by God's divine appointment, has nothing to do with us. We're not that good. He's making divine appointments this morning. We have some single moms and dads who are really leaning into the radio right now because they need a bit of encouragement. Where do we start when it comes to encouraging folks who are running tired in this way?
Well, I think we're going to really want to let them know we care. We understand they're in a really difficult place. So, for example, a lot of times, as you've mentioned, a person finds himself as a single parent and never dreamed that would be their experience. And often there's grief, you know, like, my word, I didn't see this coming. And we can talk about the usual grief stages of there's some who experience denial and others have anger. And then there's, hey, I'm just going to work on this and I'm going to pull myself up by the bootstrap. And some will find themselves depressed, you know, but in this traditional look at grief, the goal has been acceptance, eventually getting there. I'm accepting in this case that I'm a single parent. But what I would encourage you to do is to move toward abiding in Christ. Look for union with Christ to be your anchor, especially as a single parent.
Mm. You feel stretched thin by all of this. You know, you have to be both mom and dad and trying to, you know, meet all of the needs. You know, got to be here, got to be there, want to be at their games, got to work, you know, and childcare can come into play as well. I think, let's talk about that for just a moment. The single parents of small children, I think a lot of them are stressed out by childcare. First of all, you want to find the right place. That's very, very important. That's obvious. But then it can be extremely expensive, and so you have stress on the finances. And then trying to, you know, get off from work to when the daycare center or whatever, when they are closing. And you can tell that I had to deal with some of this when I was younger. Our oldest son, my wife and I were both working. So as working parents, it was challenging enough. But if you're a single parent and you're working, trying to juggle all of this can be really overwhelming.
You're right. And Kurt, you know, I feel like until people are there, they just really don't get it.
Yeah.
And so much has changed just in recent years. So a grandparent, like I'm a grandparent, well, if I go back to my experience raising children, it's not the same as raising kids today. There's been a lot of changes. So like, you know, you're wondering, well, if I leave my kid with this person, are they going to be on the screen and see something they don't need to see?
Yeah.
So there's just new dynamics that make it so difficult.
And then you have guilt, too. You're like, I'm just not meeting the needs of my son or my daughter. And that guilt can be overwhelming. We just keep piling it on and on and on.
Yeah. And there's decision-making all by yourself. That's the hardest. That was because I was a single mom. That was the hardest for me. You don't have that feedback. The best part, I think, of marriage is that they don't agree with you 100% of the time. You may not think that's the best part, but I think it is.
Yeah. So I'm always encouraging people to have a support team, or maybe we call it a care team. And admittedly, the person who is a single parent may not be the one raising their hand saying, I need help. Many are just not wired that way. So if you have a single person, single parent in your family, go ahead and start volunteering some time. If you're a friend, to go ahead and ask, how can I help? You know, if you're a pastor or, you know, in a church, you're a church leader, look around and find those single parents and start coming up with some resources for them. And in addition to a care team being made up of family and friends and perhaps people at church, some will need a counselor or a coach and perhaps support groups. So, you know, if you're the single parent listening, it doesn't have to be all on you. You can be like a project manager of everything, but you don't have to do it all by yourself.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of the Curtain Cape Mornings podcast. Leave your comments and your thoughts. We appreciate your feedback. You can give us a review. Also, don't forget to like us, follow us, subscribe as well. What do we do about that feeling or those feelings of guilt? We feel like our kids are being damaged. You know, they were, you know, maybe for whatever the event was, there again, divorce or maybe the loss of your spouse who passed away, whatever the case may be. And we feel like, you know what? I just feel like my son or daughter, they're going to be, now let's just be honest, they're going to be messed up in some way over this whole thing. And I just feel the huge degree of responsibility for this. Where does our faith in the Lord come into play in regard to this? Let's face it, we can't hold up everything in our lives on our best day.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Well, you know, Kurt, you're right. And so I always ask my clients to sort out, now, is this guilt or is this grief? You know, there's a difference. But if they do have a sense of guilt, like I've really blown it, this is all on me, I would remind them there's more mercy in God than there is sin in us. And turning to the Holy Spirit and saying, you know, I need your assurance, you know, that God loves me. Mm-hmm. I need assurance that I am okay with the Lord because I don't feel okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be important also to realize that we walk by faith, not by feelings. Yes. And that's not to say let's dismiss our feelings, but rather let's bring them to the Lordship of Christ and submit them. You know, we don't have to understand how we got here to submit ourselves to the Lord and to His kindness and to His plan.
How do we help our kids thrive despite the circumstances they're in? What can we do?
Well, part of it is going to be, you know, paradoxically, the self-care you have as an adult. Because you can be modeling, this is what it looks like to care for yourself. So in other words, both parent and child need to learn how to guard their heart. They need to learn how to renew their mind. They're needing to learn how to take their bodies and use them in good ways for God's purposes. And then they need to know how to relate to people because we're all living in community. But when you're the single parent, your child has got some additional vulnerabilities. You know, there's part of character development that you can't reach if you're a mom because the child needs a dad. You know, we can reverse that. If you're the dad, you're the single parent, you can't really do the character development that the mom could be doing. So that's going to be a vulnerability. You know, you think about identity. Your child is going to have an identity as coming from a single parent family. They may think this is going to be like, okay, second best, and you're going to have to work them through this to realize somehow in the bigger picture, right now at least, this is God's will for us. We can walk in this. If they're being raised by a single parent, they're going to be more prone to anxiety and depression and to some degree loneliness. And then today we're hearing a lot about gender confusion.
Yes.
So with all of these vulnerabilities, the mom or the dad who is there really needs to practice good self-care, model that, teach that, and help their child to do the same.
What about dating and introducing your son or daughter to somebody you're dating? You have to be careful about this.
Extremely careful. Partly, you don't know how long that relationship may last. And I would mention something that's pretty ugly here, Kurt, but sometimes men will date women to gain access to the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you don't want to be naive about these kinds of things. So this goes back to that care team. The scripture says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. Maybe let some of your care team get to know the person you're dating before you introduce that person to your children.
That's good. Yeah. There are so many challenges here. But the bottom line is, Rob, as believers, we're not doing this alone.
That's right. Nothing is going to separate you from the love of Christ, not even being a single parent.
Mm-hmm. Rob Jackson is a licensed counselor with Focus on the Family, and we're so glad, Rob, that you joined us to talk about something that's really super important. And Focus always has great resources, and you have a whole section for single parenting. And I put a link up on our Facebook page so folks can connect with various broadcast DVDs, recommended reading list, these types of things. Hey, producer Mark, I know we talked about this a little earlier, briefly. Do we have a keyword where we can text out this link?
Yes, we can. I've got the word single that will, if you go right ahead and text the word single to 888-777-6810, there's a link there from Focus on the Family for resources and what you can do if you find yourself parenting solo.
Wow, that's great. So single to 888-777-6810. Rob, thank you for being with us. We obviously love what you guys are doing at Focus on the Family, and it's great to partner with you in ministry. Thank you so much.
It's our joy, and thank you.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.